Tomorrow, a protest against 12 Republican lawmakers, state lawmakers. Roseanne Ponkowski is the president of the Michigan Conservative Coalition, which is leading the protest. Roseanne, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening.
And now, what did these 12 Republicans do exactly?
Well, they voted no. They said we can't have a tax cut, and I guess they feel they can spend our money better than we can.
This is that vote on the personal income tax rate, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what was the proposal that they were voting on exactly?
They were voting to return our tax rate back to the 2005 rate. When they had raised it in 2005, they said it would be retroactive back in 2015. So here we are in 17, and we're trying to get it back to where it was. And the proposal was that it would be taken down over a four-year period. The part that's most infuriating is that many of them were screaming, how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? But they all agreed in the caucus that the first and second year 0.05 was paid for. Mm-hmm. The third and fourth year tax cut wouldn't even happen if the rainy day fund, which currently sits at $600 million, did not reach $1 billion by the third year.
Okay, so you're saying we should have made the cut and just had less money in the rainy day fund?
No, the cut would automatically have been paid for the first and second year. There was enough money. But by the third year, if they hadn't had $1 billion in the rainy day fund, mm-hmm. the third and fourth year tax cut would never have happened. It would have just been canceled out. Mm. So their whole argument about how we're going to pay for it is mute.
So why do you think they voted against the plan then?
In my opinion, the governor didn't want it.
Governor Snyder. Ned, what do you think his real rationale is then for not making the cut?
I really don't know, but I do know that this governor has increased our budget over up to $6 billion since he's been in office. Mm-hmm. Currently, the state of Michigan spends $1 billion a week on state.
Yeah, where do you think we're most wasteful then with the way we're spending our money?
Oh, all kinds of programs that we shouldn't be spending them on.
Okay, is there anything specific or?
You know, MEDC comes to mind immediately. And here's the frustrating part. These House representatives voted no. So this bill lost by 3 votes. 12 Republicans voted no. 1 Democrat voted yes. Thank you.
Hmm.
At the same time, our Senate voted to send millions of dollars in our tax dollars to developers through the MEDC.
Right.
So it's like they can give our money away and pick and choose the winners and losers in business, but they can't give our money back to us.
Roseanne Ponkowski with us here on WILS, the president of the Michigan Conservative Coalition. So of the 12, who do you most blame? Which 3 do you think really let you down the most?
Oh, I would say, I don't know. That's hard to say. But what concerns me is that many of these we're going to have a lot of Senate races open next year. And some of these representatives are not termed out, and they are going to try and run for the Senate so they can stick around for another more 8 years. And so we really want to get the message out to people as to who these are and to make sure that they do not get rewarded either by being reelected to the House or moving up into the Senate in 2018.
Did any of them that you know pledge specifically that they would support this plan until they voted for it?
No, I am not aware of that.
Okay. Now, what kind of reaction do you expect from them specifically, these 12 lawmakers? Do you think they'll respond to your protest tomorrow?
Yes. Some of them have already responded in comments to the news media.
Mm-hmm. What are they saying?
Well, for instance, Kathy Crawford, who happens to be down in Oakland County in our area, said that she's hearing from her constituents that they want Lansing to keep the money and spend it on the roads. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Because we just had a super giant gas tax increase to fix our roads.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you need more?
Do you think she's making that up? Or?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of them like to be caught, doing this kind of stuff. They're Republicans. They're supposed to be for smaller government, less taxes.
Mm. And so you said the governor himself doesn't want that money given back. Do you view him as not a real conservative then, or?
No, our governor is nowhere near being a conservative.
Okay. And why do you say that exactly?
Because he voted for Obamacare, which is the Medicare expansion in the state of Michigan. They like to call it Healthy Michigan, uh-huh. but all it was Obamacare. He likes Common Core in our schools. He wants a second bridge across the river here because he thinks the the one that's owned by a private person isn't good enough.
Yeah, but Democrats actually blame him for his fiscal conservatism, saying that, you know, there's been a lot of cuts to education and so on because of his policies.
He hasn't cut education spending at all. Education spending has dramatically increased. As I said in my opening statement, our budget has increased $6 billion a year since he took office.
Mm-hmm. Are you opposed to his spending on education then also?
I'm opposed to his spending on education through Common Core.
Okay.
If you're going to spend the money on education, let's get a program in there that works for our kids. And that's not Common Core. All Common Core is, besides being a lousy education, is a data collection based on our kids from the time they're 4 years old all the way through high school and college.
Dr. Roseanne Pankowski, Michigan Conservative Coalition. So when it comes to Senate Republicans, do you have a different opinion of them? Or?
No, I'm not too happy with them either. As I said, they just passed this big MEDC to give millions of dollars to Detroit developers. It's very frustrating when middle, hardworking Michiganders can't make it ahead, but they have lots of places where they think they can spend our money better than we can.
So do you feel they campaign and say things that they don't actually do when they get to Lansing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you feel that what they say when they're campaigning is different than what happens when they get to Lansing?
For most of them, yes.
Yeah.
We do have a much better House than we've had in many years. We have a lot of strong conservatives in the House that were elected in 2016. And with 2018 coming up, we hope to have more strong conservatives in there. I applaud House Speaker Tom Leonard for putting this bill up for a vote so that we could see exactly who was on board and who was not.
Do you think we'll see another shot at this?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Like, how soon do you think that will happen? This is another effort to cut the income tax.
I would say probably before the summer's out.
Wow. Okay.
Look at this. Lansing is talking about it.
Yep.
They haven't talked about cutting our taxes in years. So this bill went down, and they are still talking about it. So, yeah, I think it's definitely going to come up again. And I hope that we're going to apply the right kind of pressure, especially the new Republicans that voted no. Mm-hmm. We can't allow them to get away with this kind of stuff and think that they can just continue to be a Republican, say they're a Republican, and get reelected year after year when they're doing this kind of...
Roseanne Pankowski, president of the Michigan Conservative Coalition. Protests occurring across the state tomorrow against the Dirty Dozen, as they call them, the 12 Republicans in the House who voted against the reducing the income tax here in Michigan. Roseanne, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you. You can check out the locations at MichiganConservativeCoalition.com.
MichiganConservativeCoalition.com.